Well, please do sit down and good morning to you all. I'm actually hot in church, although my hands are still cold. What a glorious day. And we're continuing our study in Peter's first letter. And you know, I really like this passage. Because I'm almost mentioned in here. Almost. Just an E short of being a living stone. I know. Let's take a look at it, shall we? It's on page 251 in your church Bibles there. And we'll start at verse 4. And here Peter calls his people to become Christians. How? Well, you know, it's unbelievably simple. It's just so obvious. Come to him. Come to Jesus, that living stone, says Peter. Draw near. That's how. So we were far off, kept away as outsiders, but now we're called to draw near. And Peter keeps saying this in his letter. He keeps telling us how we can enter that relationship with Jesus. It's so important to him. It's so important for us. And as we draw near, we stay. Stay in order to enjoy personal fellowship with Jesus. And in so doing, we become a member of God's people. Grace. It's not merit. It's not trying our best to draw near to Christ. Trying our best, but just drawing near to Jesus. And now, we're the people of God when once we'd been outsiders. And Christ is described here by Peter, isn't he? As a living stone, crucified, risen, and now glorified at the Father's right hand. Not dead, living. A living stone. But this very Jesus, this living stone, was rejected as Messiah, thought to be totally unsuitable. Totally unsuitable to be a Messiah. The Messiah. Totally unsuitable by those who had the so-called knowledge and power. Yet, he is chosen by God. And he's vindicated, justified by his resurrection and ascension. And so he's there honoured above all others, living and ascended. And Peter tells us that we too become these living stones when we come to Jesus in verse 5. Can you see it? Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A stone. That's a bit strange, isn't it? What's this stone thing about? Well, didn't Jesus rename Simon Peter? He renamed him Peter after Simon had responded to Jesus' question, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter's response, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," says Simon Peter. And then Jesus renames him Peter, meaning rock, or correctly, stone. Renaming him when he confesses who he has come to believe Jesus was, God's Messiah, Saviour and Lord. And then he said to Peter, "I'm going to build my church And you are a living stone in that building, of which I am the chief cornerstone. So when we come to Jesus, we become this building, the church, the people of God. So not this building, but you're the building, the people. And so people enter the church by being joined to Christ, by coming to Jesus. They do not become joined to Christ by entering the church. It's an important distinction. Of course, coming to church is good, but it isn't because of church going that we're Christians. It's by coming to Christ that we're Christians, and then we become these living stones built into this spiritual house. So you're a spiritual house. We're a spiritual house together. Living stones. And what goes on in this house? This spiritual house. Well, again, Peter alludes to it in verse 5, using the language of the Old Testament temple. If you remember, sacrifices were offered in the temple by the priests. Well, as we become part of this new house, the church, as living stones, we all of us, enter the priesthood. We're all priests. How? Well, because we can all offer spiritual sacrifices to God in this house, the church. All believers offering up spiritual sacrifices. The priesthood of all believers. Okay. All right, Andy. What on earth are they? What are spiritual sacrifices? Well, that could be a sermon on its own. Don't panic. We'll take a quick look because it's really practical. Spiritual sacrifices are good thoughts, good words, good ways. All of them coming from the heart and our relationship with Jesus. 8. Spiritual worship. So expression of heart worship and our love and devotion to God. Praise, worship and thanksgiving that we offer. Prayer, personal, with others and together. A broken, contrite heart. Our faith and trust in God. Using our gifts and good deeds. Serving others. Telling others about the good news of Jesus by what we say and how we live. Those are spiritual sacrifices that we offer to God as the priesthood of all believers in this new building, living stones. We are living stones. So true religion is not ceremony and ritual, it's relationship with Jesus and offering those 8 spiritual sacrifices to him. They're not a means of entry because it's all about grace. And we have to keep reminding ourselves that. I have to keep reminding that myself, it's all about grace. And the one thing that we're sure about is that these spiritual sacrifices that we offer to God are acceptable because we're joined to Christ as living stones. And he is that vital cornerstone. Verse 6. See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. And so he's that chief cornerstone. He's the top, not the bottom, of the new building. He's not the foundation stone. He's the cornerstone. A bit like that arch up there. If we were to take one of those stones out in the middle of that arch, the whole thing would come crashing down. It would collapse. That chief cornerstone. And so Jesus is on the throne, and people must come in order to be joined to his saved community. And it's by faith. Verses 7 and 8. To you then who believe, he is precious. To those who believe, he's precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. So Jesus was discarded as of no value, a rejected stone. But in so doing, the one thrown away has become a trip hazard. When I go to Macclesfield Crematorium, there's a space where I park, and I know I can park there. But right on the corner, there's this huge lump of stone. And if I park my car near to that lump of stone, I can't see it when I get back in. And I'm terrified I'm going to forget, drive off and crunch straight into it. So I put a little sign on the dashboard saying, rock. So that I don't do that. This lump that was cast aside, thrown on the floor, on the ground, could seriously damage my car. I ignore it at my peril. So Jesus stands there like a stumbling trip hazard. In the way of those who will not respond to him. Will not respond to the clear record of him in his word. To the testimony of those first disciples. To the testimony of believers throughout the ages. And so Jesus himself becomes a trip hazard. A stumbling block. You know, I hear, do we really need Jesus? Surely, God's just all right on his own, isn't he? You know, without all this Jesus stuff that you Christians keep going on about. And those who actively oppose or revolt against the good news of Jesus, they stumble. They stumble over him and so disobey. And so just as signs of true faith are those eight spiritual sacrifices that we talked about a moment ago, so the signs of lack of faith, of heart unbelief, are clear to see as well. And so Jesus, who has offered to be for them in his death and resurrection, actually to be for them, is now against them, a trip hazard in their way. I think it's time to finish, isn't it? There's the bell. We need to stop there, I think. There's so much in this. So much to consider, so much to think about. What a passage. What a God. What grace that we're chosen by faith in Christ to be incorporated into his spiritual building as living stones. With Christ Jesus as the head, the chief cornerstone. So let's endeavour to build up his people. bring people, build up in the way we conduct ourselves, simply because we are His. And build up by being those living sacrifices, offering that to God. Good thoughts, good words, good ways. And by so doing, also incorporate new people into His, this spiritual building. Amen.